of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. I am your host, Mark Kent, and today is September 21st, 2013. We're streaming worldwide. This is KCNR 1460. You can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Savannah, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great gal.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we got a lot of stuff to cover here, so we're going to get right to it. My first quote is, it is impossible to grasp the meaning of the idea of sound money if one does not realize that it was devised as an instrument for protection of civil liberties against despotic inroads on the parts of the government. That was Ludwig von Mises.
All righty.
There you have it. Any veterans events?
We do. Coming next week on Saturday, September 28th, we have Shasta County Cook-Off with Missing in America Project, and that's going to be out at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. Again, that's September 28th from 12 to 7. Admission is $10. And also on that day, we have Mash Bash. And that's going to go from 5:30 p.m. to 11, and that will be out at the airport at 3770 Flight Avenue. A table's $400. If you're interested in tickets for the Mash Bash, you can get those at Jones Fort. So come out and show your support. Mash Bash is for the Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
There you have it. Happy Constitution Week. It started September 17th and went to, you know, it's the 226th anniversary of the signing of the U.S. Constitution. So happy Constitution Week. Let's see. I want to cover this. We need to all call Governor Brown, and his phone number is 916-445-2841, and tell him to veto all of the bills that are pending on gun control. AB, you might want to get a pencil and write this down, and maybe we'll cover it after the break as well. AB 48 bans all large capacity magazines. AB 170 expands assault weapons permit restrictions. AB 169 bans private party transfers of handguns legally purchased, no transfers even to your kids. AB 180 allows Oakland to make their own gun laws. AB 231 requires lockup of home defense guns. AB 500 requires lockup and allows DOJ to drag their feet on background checks. AB 711 bans lead ammo for hunting. SB 374 assault weapons ban. SB 475 bans gun shows at the Cow Palace. SB 755 expands the list of misdemeanors that prohibits gun purchases and possession of firearms. These bills will criminalize and punish anybody that owns a gun at this point, basically.
Yeah, so you need to get those calls in.
916-445-2841. Okay. Moving right along, let's play the clip from the Commander in Chief. And, you know, go ahead, Savannah, and let's listen to this. This is the dumbest thing I heard in a long time.
Debt ceiling, I just want to remind people, in case you haven't been keeping up, raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress. It's a basic function of making sure that the full faith and credit of the United States is preserved. And I've heard people say, well, in the past, there have been negotiations around raising the debt ceiling. It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. So people don't like to vote on it, and typically there's some gamesmanship in terms of making the president's party shoulder the burden of raising the taking the vote.
Let me see if I got that straight. Raising the debt doesn't mean we're incurring more debt.
No.
I guess we're just too stupid to understand that there's already like $200 trillion, any estimates anywhere from $70 trillion to $200 trillion worth of unfunded liabilities. So I guess because we're raising the debt to pay for those, we're not really raising the debt. You guys just don't understand out there that, you know, this is just normal course of business and Congress has already voted all these things in.
Right.
And okay, so let's just raise the debt some more. Let's raise it to $200 trillion and then we can hyperinflate. Sounds like a plan. You know, that goes to a couple of stories here I have. I got too many to talk about here. Man who predicted no Fed tapering now says to expect chaos. This is from Egon von Gretzer. He's a founder of Matterhorn Asset Management out of Switzerland. Yeah, he basically, you know, we knew the thing was a head fake. It says the U.S. is a country with a total government debt of $220 trillion. Unemployment at 23%, the job
participation.
Thank you very much. Rate at the lowest level since 1970, medium household incomes at a multi-decade low, the real GDP declining since 2006. We have also seen the federal debt double since 2006. Consumer credit is exploding, so the picture is clear. We're in great shape. Yeah, okay. And the debt, we're just debt. What does it matter?
Yeah, why should it?
Yeah, what could go wrong? Not only will there be no tapering, okay, and the head fake, because the economy is already in such bad shape, if they started to taper, it's going to implode immediately. So what he's saying is, in this, and I quote, so the U.S. is now on the road to hyperinflation. Hyperinflation arises as a result of a collapse in the currency, and this is exactly what is happening to the U.S. dollar. Back in the late 1960s, when he started working in Switzerland, we paid 4.3 Swiss francs for each dollar. Now it costs us 0.91 for each dollar. That's a decline of 80% in the buying power of the dollar since 1960.
Wow.
So, you know, after a while, you got to listen to somebody besides these mainstream media pundits that, oh, hey, recovery, 5 years in, life is good, everything's good, no problem, let's just keep raising the debt ceiling. You know, the thing is that's happening with the Republicans, and they're going to defund Obamacare is, you know, and they're going to shut down the government.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're holding over their heads is going to shut down the government. And
total baloney.
Yeah.
Number one, the Senate and the president are the ones that are going to shut down the government if this goes through, or they don't agree with them and do something about it. But the real deal is you're going to shut down the government here pretty soon anyway. So do you want to do it now or do you want to do it later? And is it a political game so that they can blame the Republicans? So that's the question.
Well, that's usually what it is. Going to put it back on the Republican shoulders that it's their fault that we're in the mess that we're in.
Yeah, so we can keep playing the blame game and nothing ever gets fixed. And what could go wrong? $200 trillion of unfunded liabilities. Yeah, you know, the debt's not going up. We're not spending. We're not going to have a problem. But, you know, part of the reason that they can't taper is that because that they have these low interest rates are kind of, you know, free money out there, basically. You know, so if they stop tapering, then what's going to happen is the bonds that they're buying, the interest rates will go up, which will cause the interest rates to go up, but will cause the economy to implode.
There's no good way out of this anyway you look at it, you know?
Might as well get it over with.
Instead of kick the can down the road once again.
Anyway, so that's the latest. We got another story here. Poland is the latest in a long line of countries now trying to get their repatriation of their gold from they're trying to get these guys, Germany, Ecuador, Mexico, Switzerland, now Poland, is trying to get their gold reserves currently in the vaults of the Bank of England. Do you see any problem here? What could go wrong? Let's see. We've got the international central bank cartels holding all of the gold, and everybody else is running with paper. Nothing could happen. What could go wrong? What else we got?
Well, I believe that our guest is on the line, but I think we need to go to a break first, and then we'll come back. Our guest is Dan Johnson. So with that, this is KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Experience history. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, and the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 225-8979.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Yeah, man. It's Bob Marley Day, you know, man.
Good boy.
No problem. Don't
worry.
Just
be happy.
Be happy.
Starting to sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's like a cross between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bob Marley. Yeah, don't worry. Be happy. You play the drum and bang, bang the gong all day.
Okay.
Alrighty then. So we're back. We have a guest this morning. His name is Dan Johnson, and he's from PANDA. And PANDA stands for People Against the National Defense Authorization Act. Mm-hmm. Dan is a 19-year-old, an Eagle Scout, and has been recognized as one of the top 30 impromptu speakers in the United States. He's a political science major at Bowling Green State University and speaks a moderate amount of Japanese. Very interesting. He is always interested in politics and was appalled when he saw the direction of our country was heading in. So, you know, with that, are you there, Dan? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Not doing too bad, you guys?
Good, good. Don't worry, be happy.
I kind of like the stand up for your rights.
Yeah, that's you know, that's back in the day, you know, in Jamaica, you know, when the government was getting out of control. I mean, Bob Marley was like huge about everybody standing up to the government, and you know, that's kind of why it's a good lead in here, because you know, this whole thing with the NDAA and you know, I've got a article pulled up here, and this is a good place to start, maybe. But first, well, maybe you should just tell us about yourself and tell us how you got involved, and then we'll get right at it.
Sure. So, I was your average college student and just trying to procrastinate a test, actually, and stumbled across a YouTube video on the NDAA. And I remember just kind of sitting there in my chair and looking at it going, you've got to be kidding me. Because growing up homeschooled, I had studied Nazi Germany, the rise and fall of the Third Reich, the rise and fall of Imperial Japan, World War II. How did that come about? What came out of it?
You should forget about all that history stuff, Dan. It's bad for your brain.
And that bad homeschooling.
I know. It's bad for your mood. but when I saw the parallels between the Reichstag fire decree and the Enabling Acts and the NDAA of 2012, I remember just kind of in shock. Like, this can't be happening here in America. This can't be happening here. And so I did a little research, and when I found out that this really was happening, this really was here in America, I mean, I'd grown up thinking that America was the land of the free and home of the brave. And I wanted, if I do have kids or anybody else's kids, grandkids, I want them to live in a world that's free.
Yeah, it's the land of the freebie now.
Stand up.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but it's the land of the freebie and the home of the redistribution these days.
The land of where the government is free to trample on your rights.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, listen, you know, one of the first things I have pulled up here is this is from StoryLeak, and that's at storyleak.com. Telecom executive NSA surveillance preceded September 11 attacks. And so evidently this story is about the National Security Agency was conducting massive unconstitutional surveillance efforts before the 9/11 attacks in 2001, according to a top telecom executive. And I think it kind of plays into what you're saying. I mean, right after 9/11, it's really hard not to see that there was a concerted effort to do, you know, like you talk about the bank thing in Germany, and then the beer hall incident where they created this huge catastrophe to start taking over things. And boy, I'll tell you, it's until they explain Building 7 to me, it's kind of hard not to link these together. What do you think?
I mean, whether or not there was something different than the official story, I don't believe the official story much of anything. But whether or not there was something different than the official story on the 9/11 attacks is besides the point. Mm-hmm. The point is what happened because of it. What did they use that crisis to do to this country? What did they use that crisis to do to America? And what they used that crisis to do to our country is they called it a terrorist attack. Now, this is an interesting word because a terrorist is essentially someone who causes fear for political reasons. So someone who evicts an emotional reaction from people. And throughout history, tyrants have always ruled by fear. Well, now that they're using the word terrorist every time they want to trample on our liberty, it bears questioning, are they just straight out telling you, oh, by the way, we're ruling you by fear, here's the proof, we're calling them terrorists, and that's why we're taking away your liberty. So the important thing about 9/11 is they use that to say, look, America, we now need this massive security apparatus, none of which would have stopped this attack, by the way. All the vehicles Homeland Security is buying, all the armor, the weapons, none of that would have stopped this attack. But they're using that as an excuse and to build this massive Homeland Security, which, by the way, Hitler had his own Homeland Security. That's an idea straight out of Nazi Germany. To build their own Homeland Security here in America.
Yeah, it's kind of scary too. And then when I see an article like that, where they're saying that this thing was started, you know, they started doing trying to do the monitoring of phone calls and all the wiretaps and everything else, you know, prior to the event, it starts to make you think, if you can't start thinking in shift paradigms a little bit to think that, you know, this was either a planned event or or just taking advantage of the event and there was plans in the works all along. Either way you look at it, it's pretty chilling.
It is. And it's also history repeating itself. and we have a chance to stop history from continuing to repeat itself if we recognize that history is repeating itself here, and we don't think, oh, it would never happen here. Oh, this would never happen here in America, and this is all for our safety. Well, yeah, that's what they told the Egyptians, and that's what they told the Germans, and that's what they told the Japanese. It's all for their safety, and we see how well that turned out.
Yeah, you know, it amazes me that people can ignore the fact that the biggest psychopathic killer in the history of the world has been governments. I mean, you know, how can you just ignore that one, you know, and then go, oh, it'll never happen here. I mean, how many times has that been said, whether you, like you say, you give example after example after example of the government going bad in any country in the world where, you know, something like this has happened. And how can you ignore that? It just amazes me.
I agree. I can't say any different that when you look at history, government is the biggest killer. And it really comes down to Lord Acton's wisdom when he said power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, where is that power centered?
Wow. It's amazing you quoted that, because I was going to quote it exactly. I was thinking Lord Acton as soon as we said that. That's interesting. So I guess brilliant minds think alike. either that or we're all screwed up and everybody else is right. I don't think so. Yeah, so it's true. You know, I mean, Lord Acton, you know, basically said too that, sooner or later, this was going to be a war with the banks. And I believe that that's part of the problem, because the banks and the financial industry has been influencing our government, the corporates, the corporatists, and so forth. You know, so we've basically got a fascist state. And so, you know, we're talking about terrorism as being everybody else. What, by your definition, the people that are running the show are the terrorists.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, jumping into the NDAA of 2012, it essentially authorizes someone to be indefinitely detained without a charge and without a trial for substantially supporting Al-Qaeda or associated forces. And then it gets even wider and says even anyone who commits a belligerent act, or anyone who kind of sort of maybe supports these forces, or the government says they support these forces, it gets even wider. But as Congressman Justin Amash tweeted recently, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, by arming and by going around our terrorism or anti-terrorism statutes we have in the country and arming Al-Qaeda in Syria, the United States government is actually in violation of the 2012 NDAA very clearly. And any of those who authorized it, and I know this was a secret vote in the Senate Intelligence Committee, very rare, but a secret vote in the Senate Intelligence Committee. We don't know who voted on it, but we do know that they voted to send arms to the rebels, and the president approved that. Well, anyone involved with that is breaking the 2012 NDAA, and by their own law, should technically be sitting in Gitmo right now.
Yeah, tried for treason at least. And I bet we can probably pick out the usual suspects and figure out, you know, if we did a poll of who signed on for that, I bet we'd get real close to most of them.
we wouldn't be too far.
Yeah, I'm thinking we probably know who they are. But, you know, it's really true. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, they're saying that anybody who aids and abets Al-Qaeda as is the, you know, a terrorist by definition on American soil. And then here we are getting ready to arm the rebels in Syria, you know, or if I believe that we already have been, you know,
yes,
through Benghazi and gee, that there's no cover up going on there. You know, it's like you say, I mean, this is treason by their own definition and their own rules. Well, where's the mainstream media? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. They don't report anything anymore.
They're just reporters, not journalists. They're given something to say and they say it.
Yep, I agree. And
they're paid to say it.
They're paid to say it. And guess what? If you don't say what you're paid to say, you don't get paid anymore and you don't get to say anything. Listen, we got to go to a break here. So, Linda, go ahead.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Reading's new home for high school football.
Thinking Savannah's rocking out over there.
She's having a good time.
I think she liked that video.
I always like the music you bring in.
Thank you. Oh, okay, let's get back here to Dan, our guest. We don't want to forget about him. start dancing around the studio here, and we won't do anything. NDAA was passed by who, Dan? Who's the one that was the instrumental in getting this thing passed?
Congress. 93-7 in the United States Senate and 283-136 in the House. Congress, the president did ask for this power, and Congress not only relented, they went, "You want this? Let's give you some more."
And who was the president, Dan?
What'd you say?
Who was the president at the time this was passed?
President Obama.
Oh, interesting.
And President Bush opened the door with the 2001 AUMF, and then President Obama walked right through the door and fired a shot through it or something with the 2012 NDAA.
Yeah, that's, isn't that interesting? Because it seems like they would be almost working in concert, doesn't it?
You know, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. If they weren't already corrupt by the time they got to that presidency, it's very obvious that there's no difference for them by the time they're actually in that seat. So, it's very, very obvious that there's no difference between the two, besides the fact that maybe we have an upward trend of how bad it gets from Reagan, Clinton, all the way up to the president currently.
Yeah, it seems like we went from socialism to hardcore Marxism in three easy steps.
with us dancing in the puddle of fascism every once in a while.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, because we got the Patriot Act also passed by Bush, right?
The Patriot Act was also passed by President Bush in the 2001, arguably the more dangerous 2001 authorization to use military force, was passed by the president. And with that, I kind of want to back up.
Okay.
And I want to go to the history of the 2012 NDAA and these powers within. Well, the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act, signed into law on December 31st, 2011, the backbone is the law of war. The law of war is very interesting because we have a treason clause in the United States Constitution. The law of war cannot and should not ever be applied to American soil. Because of that treason clause, we're not entitled as American citizens to any of the protections of the laws of war. We're only entitled to the punishments.
So we're talking like, we're talking like posse comitatus, that type of stuff?
We're talking about the international laws of warfare now going on American soil. So, let's drop back even farther. The laws of war were created at the Geneva Convention. And, the Geneva Convention, they're like, okay, we're gonna put two classes of people in this laws of war. One is going to be combatants, and one is going to be non-combatants. Fairly straightforward. Combatant, you are up in arms against someone, you have a command structure. Non-combatant, you are not up in arms, you do not have a command structure, you're a civilian. Different rules for each, both prohibited torture. Well, shortly after 9/11, the United States created out of thin air, because it didn't like the prohibition on torture, created out of thin air a new class of person, and call them an unlawful enemy combatant. Now, they created this so they could torture the supposed and the alleged hijackers of the 9/11 attacks. And then in 2009 or 7, the Council on Foreign Relations got together and said, okay, look, this term unlawful enemy combatant is too restrictive because it only allows us to take from the combatant category. But we also want to be able to take people from the non-combatant category. So you should rename this unprivileged enemy belligerent, which they did. Since Anwar al-Awlaki and his son Abdurrahman al-Awlaki, two of the American citizens in the Middle East that we killed with drone strikes, had not ever taken up arms against the United States, they were merely unprivileged, which implies that your rights are a privilege, unprivileged enemy belligerents. The term belligerent act in the 2012 NDAA is not used for no reason. It refers directly to enemy belligerents. So a category of the law of war that we created to torture, used to execute, now applies to any American citizen anywhere in the world and anybody on American soil. That's the law of war. We've used it twice in the past. We covered the entire nation with the law of war under President Lincoln, 1862, Proclamation 94. I'm sure many people remember this as suspending habeas corpus. Well, that wasn't the most important part of it. It also said that those who were disloyal to the Northern government would be placed under military jurisdiction, and the military would try them. Under this proclamation, President Lincoln detained 15,000 Northerners and executed several of them. Supreme Court looked at them. Most of them were found innocent. It's too late. They'd already been executed. Now, fast forward to 1942. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in Executive Order 9066, I'm sure you're familiar with it, detained 120,000 Japanese Americans. Nothing in that order says anything about detention. It says the military shall be given jurisdiction over certain areas of the country. The law of war shall be applied. We detained 120,000 Japanese Americans, and the Supreme Court approved it.
Wow.
Now, fast forward to NDAA. Pending disposition under the law of war. We've done it twice here in America. 15,000, 80 years later, 120,000 Now today, we're almost 80 years later. What's it going to be, 1.2 million?
Wow. You know, I just looked up the definition of belligerent. You know, basically it's an aggressive or truculent attitude. So in other words, you can drone strike and kill me because I'm mouthy on the battlefield. Or not even on the battlefield.
Yeah, just anywhere.
I'm just mouthy. And I can be drone stricken. I mean, how insane is that? There goes free speech.
It really is. And I mean, it's important to remember that this law of war, just like I said, there's no constitutional protections here. And when Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, I'm sure you guys love.
He's one of my favorite guys. Him and McCain,
When he goes out on the Senate floor and he says that the world is the battlefield, including the homeland, that should send chills down every American spine. Because what that means is it's no longer civilian authorities. It's no longer civilian law. It's military law. And the last time we put people under military law, we either detained or executed them.
Wow. Sounds like the world is a ghetto. Jeez.
Hey, I grew up in the hood, so it's worse than the hood.
Yeah, that's by war. You know, what's interesting is that that actual song is by war. Oh, boy. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. It's unbelievable. So we've got a worldwide battlefield that they've unrestricted. You know, this is why the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and everything was put into place in the first place. You know, you go back and you look at why they did this. You know, you listen to these pundits on TV and these idiots, they act like it was some foreign government, like the, you know, Second Amendment was to make sure that you could defend yourself from some foreign government.
Right.
No, it was us. Yeah, the British government was us. It was to defend you from your own darn government, and how anybody can think that if you give more and more power to your own government that somehow they're benevolent, just try to get mouthy out in some foreign country in the Middle East and see what happens to you. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable for us here in America, but I mean, America leads the world in how many times we've applied the law of war. Now it's 3 times. And most of the countries I can only find them applying it once.
When you mean we've applied it 3 times, you're talking historically we've applied this.
I'm talking 2 historically and 1 now that we're under today.
So with the, you're talking about the Middle East right now?
I'm talking about, to my knowledge, and I could be wrong on this, but to my knowledge, no other country in the world has applied the law of war to its citizens more times than the United States.
Okay,
has.
I see what you're saying. So you're talking about the Japanese and then the Lincoln.
The Japanese and Lincoln, yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You lost me there for a second. Well, you know, I'm looking at this Benghazi thing. I've got another article here. And, you know, U.S. facility in Benghazi, this is an article by WND, WorldNet Daily. Aaron Klein is saying that Benghazi facility was unlike any other in recent history. And he's talking about there's more and more evidence of secret activities going on there. It seems like all of this stuff is all about creating war across the board. If you look at in the Middle East, you know, takeover of, whether it's the natural resources or whatever, is that what you think this is all about? Is that we're headed towards this, you know, they want this one big government body, the UN, whatever it is, so that everybody just gets in lockstep and does what they're told?
I mean, think of it logically. Not only does power corrupt, but those who want power eventually want more power and more power. Power is never something that satisfies someone. If we end up building a base on the moon, somebody's going to want an interplanetary government. Power is never something that satisfies someone with just a little bit, with just a little more, with just a little more, with just a little more. Logically, it would follow that whatever land we know of, someone is going to try to build an empire. I mean, look at Genghis Khan. Look at the Chinese Empire. Look at the Roman Empire. They all tried to conquer all of the known world. And currently, we're mostly stuck here on Earth. So I would say that the logical progression would be that someone, I mean, it's been been in comic books forever, would be that someone wants to take over the world. And if they do that through government, that seems to be one of the more efficient ways and the way that dictators in the past have taken.
You know, when you're saying everybody wants a little more, a little more, a little more, I kept thinking ice cream, you know, but...
well, that's if not ice quite cream it. Gives you, you know, if ice cream gives you power over the children, of course you want more ice cream.
I guess, and with that, we need to go to a break here. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care if it peace you find in dying. Well, then let the time be near. If it peace you find in dying, and if dying time is near, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back, 1460, home of the Free Fire. No Fear Radio, because we're belligerent.
More ways than one.
Yeah, I just got a couple of quick stories here and a feather right into our conversation here. I've got one here. This is from ObamaReleaseYourRecords.com. And basically, attorney claiming citizen grand jury convicts Obama for defrauding America with bogus birth certificate. I guess that just didn't make the mainstream news. And then the other one I got here is that feathers kind of into our conversation here is world's top climate scientist told to cover up the fact that the Earth's temperature hasn't risen for 15 years. This is a leaked United Nations report that reveals that the temperature hasn't risen in the last 15 years. And, you know, going down to the article, it says, you know, but leaked documents that were where I lost it here. Anyway, these guys were worried about the fact that it wasn't going up in temperature. It's like, well, wait a minute, isn't that exactly? I mean, if it wasn't going up and we weren't having global warming, wouldn't you kind of be relieved? Or is there some alternative motive here that you have to make sure that the climate?
Well, they have to make the people think that it's still warming so they can put everything else in place.
So that you can take over and make sure,
back to the power thing, Dan was talking
back
about.
Back to the power thing.
Yep, it's back like to
it's,
the power.
It's money and power or power and money. I can never get those two straight. So, what do you think, Dan? Do you think that this whole global warming is part of this too?
Whether or not this global warming exists or not, I mean, there's enough conflicting reports these days that it'd be very hard for someone to take anyone seriously.
At least it's questionable anyway.
it's questionable either way.
Yeah, so.
But one thing to remember is when your government tells you something, you should be very wary of it, especially when your government takes a while to tell you. For example, if your agency, your police are going after some guy and he ends up dead with bullets in his back, if they don't come out with a press conference right away and say, look, this happened, you should be very concerned, very, very concerned.
It was suicide.
And you should be very concerned even when they come out with a press conference. But the thing to keep in mind with global warming is they've been using it as an excuse. And they've been using it as an excuse for a while to bring in forced policies. I don't really care if you believe that global warming exists and you want yourself to reduce your impact on the planet, that's fine. But what goes wrong is when you think you know better than everyone else.
Right.
And that you need to force your policies down someone else's throat. I mean, I personally think the Constitution is one of the most brilliant documents, and the Articles of Confederation, some of the most brilliant documents in history. And if someone doesn't want certain parts of the Constitution, I don't mind. But go through the process. Go through the amending process. Don't ignore it.
Yeah.
Show we the people, show this country that we the people, and I'll fight you tooth and nail for some of the amendments you might bring.
Sure.
But as long as you're not trying to force your opinions down someone else's throat, and we as a country were designed and built on liberty. So I as a constitutionalist, you know, what you believe is what you believe, but do not use force because you think that what you believe is best for others to believe.
Yeah, that kind of goes back to Frederick Batiste. You know, he said that the law is force, and if it has no force, then it's not really law because you can't force somebody to do it. And kind of that's what we're seeing with this executive fiat and the media. I mean, it seems to me, and the reason I'm kind of dancing around the board here with the NDA, global warming, and these other things is that it's pretty easy to see that the media in concert with the government and the corporatists are slanting everything to one viewpoint and using every criteria they can, true or not, to get more power so that, you know, we are less and less free as time goes by. And anybody that can't see that this is, a concerted effort across the board, like the media, I mean, you don't get any alternative opinions typically.
Right. And, you know, today, we have legalized government propaganda on U.S. soil under another section of NDAA 2013, not 2012
really?
This time. So the Smith-Mundt Act, which prohibited U.S. propaganda from being openly broadcast on U.S. soil, was repealed, essentially, under the 2013 NDAA.
Really? So
and
expand
thing,
on that.
One thing,
yeah, expand.
One thing to remember is throughout history, if a government cannot stop the free flow of information to their people, they can't control the people. So even though we as PANDA, People Against the NDAA, we are a single issue organization, and we think we can stop the NDAA in America. We believe we can. The states have stood up, and the counties have stood up, and the cities have stood up before, and James Madison talked about interposition is necessary. But one of the things we are very carefully watching is the Internet.
Right.
If we lose the Internet, no idea how much that is going to kill or hurt the movement for liberty and the movement for truth. And it is imperative to keep a free flow of information in the United States. When the government says, oh, well, we just want to let these companies find their copyrighted content and take it down. Whenever the government uses the term take it down, you should be really wary. That was SOPA, and that was the reason that We the People killed it. And one of the very few bills we were able to at least bury for a little while until it came back, and then we keep killing it every year. We need to continue that because they want to cut off the flow of information, and the way to do that is to stop the flow of information through the Internet. I never would have found out about the NDAA without the Internet. And that leads to a broader point. Former British Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli coined the cycle of the body politic. This cycle is how a country rises and how a country falls. There's several steps to this cycle, but it lasts 250 to 300 years on average. America's 250th year is 2026. That's important to know. However, there are two things that can break this cycle that in America are happening and never before in any other country happened. Number one, we have our values and our principles from the founding of this country on individual rights that have triggered an awakening of the populace and a revolution, an intellectual revolution, before there was widespread violence. And secondly, we have the Internet, which allows us to find out things that our government does not want us to know about. Remember that the first vote on the 2012 NDAA in the House was to close the doors so that no one would know what they were talking about.
Yeah, so we can have everything done in secrecy, and, you know, it's like we got these secret courts operating on this stuff, and it's just unconscionable. But I totally agree with you on the Internet. It's a game changer because people are getting other outside information. It's not like you can believe everything on the Internet either. You have to vet everything, but at least you're not getting a one viewpoint slanted that the government is always correct on everything, or, you know, they like to keep this charade up between the Democrats and the Republicans as, you know, fighting each other. But it's more that, no matter who's up there, it seems like we just get more and more power. So what can people do about this? How can they get involved in your organization, and where do they go? And what are some of the solutions that we can look for here, Dan?
The solution is not Washington, D.C. I'll tell you that. The solution is not the federal government. If they attempt to fix something like the NDAA, it's not an attempt to fix it. It's an attempt to make it more confusing and still have the same power. The Feinstein-Lee Amendment to the NDAA was a perfect example of something that did not fix the problem of possible indefinite detention, execution, denial of trial by jury. But it made the problem look like it went away. Do not look to Congress. Eventually, Congress is going to have to take it up. But don't even look to your state governments yet. Go local. Go to your local government. Go to your county government. At pandaunite.org, that's panda, U-N-I-T-E, pandaunite.org. You can go under sample resolutions, download a resolution, go to your local government, speak out in front of them, put the video on YouTube, go out there and take action. We're kind of the mothership, we're kind of the support module. You call in the heavy artillery, you call in Panda. And we're more than happy to assist. We're launching Take Back the Town campaign. And we're going to have a special website, and all that stuff's going to be going on very shortly. But essentially, it's people agreeing, I'm going to take back my town, and if they need help, Panda's going to be there to help them.
All right.
So yes. It's important for you to go out. You, everyone who's listening to this, you can make a difference in your town informing the discretion of your elected officials. Meet with them. Talk with them at public comment. You can make a difference because if the sheriff says no, it's no. If the police chief says no, it's no. The federal government will not infringe on a police chief or a sheriff if the sheriff says no. Perfect example, Nye County, Nevada. The Bureau of Land Management.
So I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Dan. We got to cut you off. We'll have to come back, but we're out of time. We're down to about 20 seconds here.
Yeah.
So
we want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing with the information that you have, and hopefully people will get involved with Panda United.
Let's all unite around these issues, guys. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. An attack on a shopping mall in Nairobi, Kenya. The Red Cross says at least 22 people are dead with many more wounded. This witness with translation.
They were wearing bulletproof vests and they had weapons and they came and said, if you are Muslim, stand up. We've come to rescue you.
Kenya's police chief says there were at most 10 attackers. He'd originally said this was a botched robbery. Now he's calling it terrorism. Officers and soldiers called in with sporadic shots still heard as of a little while ago. Somebody wearing an Afghan National Security Forces uniform shoots and kills three international troops in eastern Afghanistan. NATO's not yet saying what country those troops are from, but most, if not all, of the foreign troops in this province, Patika, are from the United States. With deadlines coming in 10 days, then again in a few weeks, President Obama says funding the federal government and raising the nation's debt ceiling should not be tied to eliminating Obamacare. That's what House Republicans voted for yesterday.